George has just recently signed with the Native Sound record label, and together they're releasing his new album, Absent Forever, on November the 10th. In the meantime, they released this single, How Can I? Just to whet your appetite. New music from Plastic Flowers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll be right back.
That was the latest material from Holiday Ghosts here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Holiday Ghosts, they play some stripped-down garage pop. These three lads from Falmouth. Well, actually, they're not just three lads. It's a gal in there also. I forgot to mention her. Anyway, they all sing, which is nice. It makes for a varied sound. And I featured the first single, Quiet Carriage, on last week's show. The latest single is Can't Bear to Be Boring, which features Katya Rankin on vocals. The band's record label, a full-length self-titled debut album, came out on September 22nd, just last week. So wanted to play another track from it, and I can't wait to give it to a full listen. Changing musical direction with another new tune from Dressage. I first featured Dressage back in August with their first single, Center. So Dressage, you know, musical vehicle for a Los Angeles dream funk electronica artist, Keely Bumford. This unsigned artist writes some strangely attractive, off-kilter, nicely crafted tunes. On this track, Renaissance, she takes an ethereal approach on a torch song, and it's truly lovely. I'm currently following her on SoundCloud and Facebook so I can keep track of her. I think she's just amazing. See what you think. New music from Dressage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The latest music from Senia Pallotta here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Senia Pallotta is a female-fronted, mixed-gendered indie dream pop, bedroom pop five-piece. They're based in Helsinki, Finland. These guys are also on a Stranger's Candy record label. They haven't been together all that long, but they've been quite busy. In 2017, they released five singles this year, two of them self-released. And these guys, I think, have some serious potential. Their brand new single is called July 13th, and their self-titled debut EP is a street date of September 29th, right around the corner.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations, nutrition, and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up is another new one from a band called Hola Canada. On last week's show, I featured the band's debut single, Fantasy. I was able to get my hands on another track from these guys. So I wanted to share it right away. Just a refresher, Hola Canada, with Canada spelled with a K, are a five-piece female-fronted mixed-gender dream pop alt-pop electronica band. Even though their name has Canada in it, they're actually from London. These guys are really new, but they feel like veterans to me. Their sound is tight, it's well constructed, and they will be releasing their debut EP sometime in October, and I'm sure I'll be featuring another track from this talented quintet. In the meantime, though, this is their latest single, Paper Love. New music from Hola Canada, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the She's right after the latest here from Neil Finn. New music from Neil Finn here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK on a Tuesday morning. Neil Finn of Split Ends, Crowded House, and also solo work. He's also the brother to Neil Finn and the father of Liam Finn. He's got a great musical family. Neil's new album, Out of Silence, dropped on September the 1st, and I just played for you a tune called Second Nature. Well, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist. I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is The She's. The She's are a great all-female indie, new indie, alt-pop band out of San Francisco. I found them because of a band called Trails and Ways. The She's were playing a gig with Trails and Ways, which prompted me to check out their profile and give their music a listen, and I was smitten. So She's been together since 2007. They've released a single, a couple of EPs, and now their second full-length album titled all-female rock and roll quartet. That pretty much describes them to a T. The new disc drops on November 17th. I have for you this morning the album's pre-release single. It's called Heartache. So this is The She's. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was The She's with Jimmy. It was released originally in 2011 and can be found on their album, Then It Starts to Feel Like Summer. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While they're looking through the playlists of this week's show and past weeks, you can also check out some videos that are housed there and also some links that I posted there for free downloads. The price is right. It's free. It's all there for you online. Check it out. tksmusic.com. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Sinead O'Connor. The album that has been re-released is a best-of compilation entitled, So Far, The Best of Sinead O'Connor, which was originally released in 1997. It's been re-released. You know, it's the holiday season's coming up, so all these box sets are coming up. Anyway, I digress. O'Connor, as I'm sure you know, is an Irish singer-songwriter who rose to fame in the late 80s with her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra. O'Connor achieved worldwide success in 1990 with the new arrangement of Prince's song, Nothing Compares to You. Since then, while maintaining her singing career, she has occasionally encountered controversy, partly due to her statements and gestures, but she's complicated. This compilation has her top hits on it like Nothing Compares to You, The Emperor's New Clothes, and this one, Mandinka. So this is Sinead O'Connor with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was the latest from Pale Waves. Pale Waves are an indie alt-pop mixed-gender four-piece. They're out of Manchester, England. They were Heather, Sierra, Hugo, and Charlie, and they described their sound as reverb and glitter. The band just recently signed to Dirty Hit Records, which they have a wonderful track record for discovering new artists, like the band called The 1975, for example. Pale Waves have just launched this single. It's called Television Romance. Came out a couple weeks ago, and I believe a full-length album is in the works. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Be Good. Yes, Be Good is the name of the band, which I think is a terrible name for a band. Just trying to do a search on that. You won't find them. Even on their Facebook page or sound pages, there also is not a whole lot of information. The only background information I could glean is that they're from Oxford, England. I found them originally from the Kitsune Hot Stream SoundCloud page. Kitsune is a French fashion house that dabbles in as a music tastemaker. They're pretty good at it. I have to give them kudos for that. Anyway, back to Be Good. This band just released this single called It's Cool, But It Ain't You. New music from Be Good here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Bedroom, see him in the
New music from Cults here on 91.5 Freeform Radio, Tufts University, and also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Cults, well, they are an indie, alt-indie pop male-female duo, Madeline Folan and Brian Oblivion. I really don't think Oblivion is his real last name, but we're going with it now. I've been following them since April of 2010, and they made my best of list for 2011 with the release of their self-titled debut album. They released their sophomore effort, Static, 2 years later, but they've been quiet ever since. Static feels like maybe the right name choice for the album because it felt like they remained static for several years. Well, that has finally changed because on October 6th, their new album, Offering, hits the streets, and the song I just featured there was Right Words.
Chances are, you or someone you know has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Millions are losing their sight to AMD, and I'm one of them. Getting that diagnosis was terrifying. Thankfully, my doctor caught it early, and I was able to receive a treatment that's helped me keep enough vision to continue reading and doing what I love. Not everyone is so lucky. That's why you should visit your eye doctor and learn the warning signs. The Foundation Fighting Blindness provides free AMD information kits with everything you need to know about preventing and managing the disease. Call 1-800-632-2005 to request your kit today. Anyone can get AMD, but you don't have to be a victim. Knowledge is power. So whether you or a loved one has AMD, or you just want to learn more, the Foundation Fighting Blindness can help. That number again is 1-800-632-2005. Don't wait. Call today.
Next on the playlist is a new track from Ginger Lees. Ginger Lees are a female-fronted, mixed-gendered, indie alt-pop five-piece. Woo. Out of Brooklyn, New York. They first hit the music scene in 2014 with the release of their debut EP, Jump Rope. And at that time, the four-song EP got some really good press and attention from the Brooklyn music heads. 3 years later, the band has a new label and a new album. The full-length self-titled record label debut disc has a street date of November 17th. In the meantime, check out their fantastic pre-release single, Turtle Doves. New music from Ginger Lees here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 101.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Jessica Lee Mayfield. I've been following Jessica Lee Mayfield since 2011. She's got a great backstory. She began performing at 8 years of age with her family's bluegrass band. She began writing her own material at 11. And then at 15, she used her older brother's recording equipment to produce a raw and rough folk and alt-country tune disc. Only 100 copies of the effort were produced, but one copy found its way into the hands of Dan Auerbach of the Grammy Award-winning Black Keys. Dan took Jessica under his wing. She toured with him and got help engineering from him to produce her album, Tell Me. And that was back in 2011. The latest album is Sorry Is Gone. It drops later this week on the 29th. The song is called Off of My Hands. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.